Now to a part of Europe we don't often hear from. An item out of the Czech Republic intrigued us. Remember, this is a country of 10 million people that used to be part of the Soviet bloc and is now in NATO. The Czech Republic is also in the midst of a political crisis, and it centers on a man described by Forbes magazine as the Czech version of Donald Trump, a man called Andrej Babiš. My BBC colleague Rob Cameron joins us from Prague. So Andrej Babiš is a billionaire. He's also the finance minister of the Czech Republic. Who is he, and how did he make his fortune?
Well, Andrej Babiš is the country's second richest man. He made his fortune building up a huge empire, agriculture, fertilizer, food, that sort of thing. And today he controls a huge swathe, a huge percent of the country's food production facilities. And he's also, as you say, the finance minister. But it's his own finances, his tax affairs, the man who's got his hands on the state coffers, as it were. It's his own tax affairs that have caused these political problems at the very highest levels of government. In fact, that's why the Prime Minister has tendered his resignation. That will bring about the resignation of the whole government, because he says, my own finance minister, one of my closest cabinet colleagues, simply cannot be trusted. Mm. So that's where we're at. And really, who knows where it's going to go from here?
If the government does fall apart, will there be elections, and would Babiš run?
Well, there will actually be elections anyway in October. Regular parliamentary elections are due in just under 6 months' time. What happens next really is in the hands of the country's president, Miloš Zeman. Now, he's politically allied to Mr. Babiš, so Mr. Babiš very much has his ear, and that can't be said for the prime minister, who's resigned, Bohuslav Sobotka. But in the Czech system, what happens is now up to the president.
Yeah, interestingly, Babiš and President Zeman are not just close. They both have ties to Vladimir Putin, right?
Well, certainly they are, in many of their public statements, they are fairly more sympathetic to the line coming out of Moscow than perhaps the prime minister, the Social Democrat prime minister, who's much more critical and toes the EU line. So certainly you do get a lot more pro-Moscow sentiment, a lot more Euroscepticism coming out of the mouths of both President Zeman and the leader of ANO, Andrej Babiš. But it should be said, I think this government that's been in power, this centre-left coalition that's been in power for the last 3.5 years, has been successful. It stayed together largely because Andrej Babiš has stayed away from foreign policy. He doesn't comment much about NATO or the EU or Russia. But if his party does win the elections in 6 months' time, and if he becomes prime minister, then, of course, that could all change.
Yeah, I mean, you could imagine Babiš and President Zeman consolidating their power, and the Czech Republic would be voting on issues at NATO with maybe Putin whispering in their ears. Is that a worry to the rest of Europe?
It's a worry to some people. Certainly there are some think tanks and some people, some observers who get very upset about this and who do worry about a kind of the same creeping process that's happened in Hungary and Poland and Slovakia, pro-Russian, Eurosceptic governments and politicians coming to the fore, autocratic, anti-liberal democracy. And some observers, some people here do believe that that is what is underway here in the Czech Republic, very, very sort of slowly and carefully. But others say that actually the Czechs are a bit different. They're far more committed to, the European project, committed to NATO, committed to towing the European line. And they see themselves really much as, the sort of last bastion of democracy, liberal democracy in Central Europe, which is gone so far in another way. And even Andrej Babiš himself, when he's interviewed by the international media, he really takes issue with these claims. And he says, look, it's ridiculous. I support NATO. I support the EU. I am not the same as Viktor Orban or Kaczynski in Poland. So he says he's cut from a very different cloth than other Central European politicians.
The BBC's Rob Cameron in Prague. Thank you very much.
Thank you.